Boy Planet podcast this week. We are sitting down with the cast and one-man crew of The Crow Purgatory 2, which is a sequel to a fan film, The Crow Purgatory 1. With us is the director, writer, editor, disciple.
Also, the original score, too.
The original score as well. The star of The Crow Purgatory 2, David Lockhart.
Thank you very much.
And the other star of The Crow Purgatory 2, Cherise Parviz.
Yes, very good.
Okay, there we go. So we'll start with that. This came out from a fan film, which, for those listening, may not know. It is available on comicstofilm.com.
And also toyproductions.com. I know that's a shameless plug, but it's free.
Be shameless.
Yeah, nobody ever gives shameful plugs. Is what I noticed. You know, oh, we are humble.
No. You can find me at...
It's all right. All plugs are shameless, and that's why we're here.
Exactly.
Right. So, okay, so your inspiration... Something we were just on a panel together talking about this, which of course now has to be reproduced for this podcast. The inspiration to get started with this in the first place, why a Crow fan film that has become something larger?
Yeah, it was basically a suicide pact that I made with myself and one of my personalities. That when you have two different lives or secret lives, you have to learn how to compromise your own values. Mm-hmm. So you start that downward spiral that gives way to a lot of great music and a lot of films.
Typical Disney plot, right?
Yeah. The Crow came in basically as just a marriage between a stage play, which was a gothic multimedia opera, which is Purgatory, and then we put it in the Crow world because they're kind of connected.
Mm-hmm. But what attract? Why put it in the Crow world and not just do your own adaptation of your stage play Purgatory?
Well, we wanted to market this into convention films and comics because it's in that same world. We threw a club event called SF Crow 2004 that happened, and it just happened to be in that theme, so we sort of...
And that was tied into WonderCon 2004,
yes,
right?
Yes, during the WonderCon in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so that grew. You had... How long was that original short? Because I haven't seen that.
The original short was about 15 minutes. And it's available online. It took a life on itself.
Where online?
At toyproductions.com or comics to film.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Rob Worley. Okay.
Yeah. It started getting more popular, and people started writing in like from everywhere, from France, mm-hmm. and even Morocco, I believe.
We don't really have a Moroccan audience. You don't need to pander to them.
That's the good thing about the
internet. We lost our Moroccan audience?
We had maracas. Were David and Cherise, were you involved in the first one as well?
I was in the first one, and I killed all the co-stars in that one, so that's why we had to bring some more co-stars in for the second one.
Okay.
That's right, and I came into the second one and had a blast. It was so much fun.
Okay. The running time on this one is 54 minutes, so it's a much longer, why do a full, almost full length film?
There was a lot to say. Luckily, Silicon was gracious enough to show it, even though it was 2:30 in the morning. And part of it is that it's a double rated R showing.
Mm. Double rated R? I've just never heard of double rated R. That's
it's like homosexual necrophilia. Not that I have anything about homosexuals.
But necrophilia.
You get it down.
You do draw the line somewhere. Yeah.
When you put it together, people go, oh, that's wrong.
Okay. So let's go. David, not having seen it, but how close to the Crow mythology? Were you a fan of these films? And did you come in with that kind of enthusiasm? Oh, cool, I'm making a Crow movie. Or did you just come in and go, I got a job on
Craigslist?
And did
you check the guns?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, tasteful.
Yeah.
Oh, I go over the line.
Yes,
I did.
You're our moral compass.
Safety announcement.
You're the moral compass.
Kids, always check the guns.
No, that's a good... That is a good little tidbit. Definitely. I wasn't so much of a Crow fan as I'd liked his Purgatory story. I think his universe that Disciple created is just... It blows me away. It's better than... Well, I don't want to say better. It's just... That's what moved me to really want to do this for free and just take my time and he's just a really talented guy. I've seen his work, and so I was like, okay, I trust him. And during the filming of it, I was starting to lose a little bit of hope when it was like one man show, script blown in the wind, 3:00 in an alleyway, and he's like, okay, here's a special effect, shines a flashlight in my face, look scared, And then I was like, oh, this is going to be terrible. That was the first one. And then the first one turned out
awesome. I had two flashlights.
Oh, sorry, two flashlights.
On and the second one.
So that's why I was willing to keep on going, because he's brilliant. He's a brilliant man.
You just like to echo that, Cherise? Is...
Well, I got involved in the second one because I saw the first one and was really impressed with his work and with Disciples' work. He's just he's phenomenal. He's just amazing.
What about my work?
You're all right. Anyway.
You got changed for 20.
But I was really excited about doing the role of the Antichrist, because being a woman, there's very few roles like that. And it was just fun, and I loved it, and I'm looking forward to Purgatory 3 when I really get to kick some butt.
Okay. And, of course, you all subscribe to the Fanboy Planet ethos, even if you didn't realize it, which is don't quit your day jobs. So you keep those day jobs so you can afford to do this. What was the filming, if you were working, say, a 40-hour week as a regular Joe?
You don't look at me.
I don't know.
He doesn't even brush his hair.
I just take people.
Okay, I don't want to make any presumptions about your career, but how long was the shooting schedule, and were you keeping very, very odd hours? The Crow doesn't seem like a franchise to be shot in the daylight.
I think some of the flashback scenes were in the daytime. I wanted to make a contrast, dealing with colors. Oh boy, I'm starting to sound like a geek. I'm sorry.
But yeah, it was shot at night, in the middle of the night.
Most of it shot at night.
No day for night stuff.
Yeah. Right. But I think the good thing about it was that we were able to work around things, like shoot on Sundays where parking's free.
Where you get your tires slashed.
A lot of parking lots, a lot of rooftops, warehouses, and in crappy areas of the city.
That's dedication. Cool.
So whenever there was like a homicide going on in the city of San Francisco, we'd chase behind it, like the ambulances, to get our stock shots.
Oh.
That kind of deal. It's all about
that's
being
an important tip, kids.
All right. Yeah. Chase those ambulances. Make it work for
and
you.
And yeah, you said you had a budget of $80 on this film.
Yeah, we went over budget, actually. It set it out at $80.
And a taco.
And that was the first one. Okay. We actually went over it. In the end, the saved receipts, it came up to $106.
$106. Okay, so all right. So $106, and you've talked about if you do make a third one, you really need to have a solid budget.
Yeah, basically it would have to end all life on the planet.
$300.
And that's how the movie pretty much starts, within the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And angels and demons rise from the ashes and start kicking ass with the two main characters right in the middle.
Yeah, okay. And for those listening at home, probably one major factor that we haven't covered is that James O'Barr, the creator of The Crow, has given you his blessing on this project, right?
Yes. It's not a financial blessing or anything of the matter.
I didn't
matter.
Say it was financial, no.
He came to the premiere of the first one. He really liked what we did, and he really appreciated it that we took the idea, turned left, and created a whole new universe, new characters, and new stories to tell. As far as the rights and everything, we just wanted to make it free for everybody to see. Mm-hmm. Festivals such as Silicon, WonderCon, and so forth.
And then you've got one coming up, the Oakland...
Yeah, the Oakland International Film Festival, which is on October 19th, 2007.
Okay. Grand Lake Theater.
And one other shameless plug is basically our little $80 film showed at the Festival de Cannes in France.
Mm-hmm.
It got accepted, and so it lets you know that people with prosumer equipment can tell the story.
Absolutely, those would be inspiration that, and you have the original creator giving the blessing, and this is great give and take of communication between fans and creators and making something bigger. Where can people, if they can't make it to Oakland, get a chance to see The Crow Purgatory 2?
They can visit Torrid Productions.
Can you spell that?
T as in Tom, O-R-R I-D Productions, that's plural, .com, or they can look it up on MySpace, or go to YouTube, type in The Crow Purgatory, and trailers and pieces of the movies can be seen there.
Cool. Okay, are you selling the DVD through Torrid Productions?
The DVD is not for sale.
Okay.
It's just a matter of if it's between paychecks when I have to go to CompUSA to make copies of it. It's very important.
I feel honored. Then that I got a copy of this.
Yeah,
we
can watch. Yeah,
we
can
have
a fan
with
another one.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah,
excellent.
So basically, I just wanted to make sure that We're not looking for a distribution deal. Yeah. We just want to tell a story, and people go, oh, that's kind of cool.
What do you do for your day job?
I work for West Airlines, and basically I'm one of those peanut throwers that supplies drinks on airplanes.
Cool.
It's true.
All right. That's off the air, tell me what airline that is.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's the reason. There's a duality of real darkness of having to work a day job.
So
like
that's
that.
Goth Airlines that was...
Yeah. Well, it's actually Air Bazaar. You know, you leave...
Fly the gloomy skies.
Yeah, you leave Monday and you return the previous Friday. That way you have the weekend to
I got to start flying that airplane.
Totally need that. Okay. Well, thanks, guys, for coming by and talking about this.
It is an honor.
And I'm looking forward to watching this. Thanks for the time and the DVD.
Have a great show.
Thank you
very much.